In a letter sent to municipal leaders earlier this week, the Massachusetts Broadband Institute recommends that towns do not sign the Wired West operating agreement. After reviewing the plan, MBI says towns would be locked into the agreement, therefore restricting their flexibility when addressing financial or other future issues. Eric Nakajima is MBI's director.
We strongly believe that, similar to ownership, towns should have the ability to plug and unplug from a common network if they desire in the future. They're putting in the money. They're putting up the cash in terms of the long-term borrowing they're doing, as well as other taxpayers in the state. And we think the town should have the ability to adjust and make different decisions as they go forward. And that's true on the construction side as well as on the governance structure.
Steve Nelson chairs Wired West Legal Committee.
Well, I would characterize the response as outrage. We've been hearing from our delegates and from other people that were really stunned by this move. There obviously had been something that was brewing here, but we've been meeting regularly with MBI, I have in particular, and there was no sign that they were about to do something like this.
The two groups have been meeting frequently since last year on how best to provide high-speed internet access to smaller remote communities in western Massachusetts. Private companies haven't seen the scattered population across hilly terrain as profitable enough to build their own network, so people use libraries and town halls for speedy internet access. MBI says it clearly stated in a policy outlined in July that the networks will be owned by the respective communities, given that they will be constructed entirely using state and local investments. Nelson says by having the towns under one ownership entity, that still holds true.
Wired West and the LLC is nothing but the towns. They own it. They control it. So any issues that come up, you know, operationally, financially, will be handled by the board of directors, which is one representative from each of the towns. So there's a sort of attempt to portray Wired West as a separate entity from the towns. Wired West is nothing but the towns.
Nelson says the model is more stable and sustainable, adding that there is a provision allowing towns to withdraw and have their debt service repaid. He points to a review by CTC Technology and Energy of Wired West's financial model, which found the plan to be well-designed and a reasonable portrayal of its business. Wired West hired the Maryland-based consulting firm to evaluate its model using information provided by Wired West. MBI controls $40 million for the project, about a third of the cost. Its letter states the agency will not authorize state funds for a project with core elements as proposed in the operating agreement and business plan. Again, Nakajima.
There's no intention on our part to withhold funds or prevent towns from moving forward. But what we need to see for the state's investment and participation in this project is a governance structure, sustainable operating plans that we think are going to demonstrate the qualities of a successful, publicly responsive network. And so we're not withholding any funds from anyone. What we need to do is we need to develop a project that's going to work.
Nelson says 24 towns have passed borrowing authorizations totaling $38 million and doesn't want to speculate on the financial viability just yet given the recent position of MBI. Wired West is holding a special board meeting open to the public at 9:30 a.m. Saturday at the old courthouse in Northampton, where leaders plan to provide rebuttals to all of MBI's statements.
What's really behind it is MBI does not want the towns to be able to organize themselves into really a position of strength. They want to be able to deal with the towns one by one and be able to control the game, so to speak.
Nakajima says MBI hopes to smooth things over with Wired West as towns decide whether to sign the operating agreement, facing a January 9th Wired West deadline. In the meantime, a handful of towns like Otis have decided to build their own network. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.